Friday morning. That means it's time for Backyard Almanac. We're joined by Larry Weber, naturalist and author. Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing just terrific. These mornings have been outstanding. You know, I keep talking about awesome August. Well, we've now gotten into sensational September. Boy, the mornings have just been fabulous. Yesterday morning, a bit chilly. There were places in northern Minnesota that recorded frost. Even some places that got temperatures down in the low 30s and upper 20s. The official low yesterday at the airport was 39 degrees. At my house, we were in the 40s. I did not see any frost, but nevertheless, it was sure a brisk, fabulous morning. This morning, a bit warmer because of the clouds. We were low 50s, but once again, an outstanding morning. The nights have been so fabulous lately. I hope you have a chance to get out and take a look. We are approaching the new moon phase, or just a slight crescent, waning crescent of the moon in the sky. Mars is very bright and visible. Jupiter, also very bright. We've just been super nights for getting out and doing stargazing. We are in September now. We've been here for 7 days. 2 weeks from today is the autumnal equinox, so whether the days are getting shorter, we are now, as of today, down to 13 hours of daylight, approaching the 12 as we get near the equinox. August ended a week ago today, and it ended in an interesting fashion. August ended with a temperature-wise above normal. That was no surprise. I was pretty much expecting that. We were a few degrees above normal. The entire summer was a few degrees above normal, according to the Weather Service. But what was really amazing was that after 10 o'clock at night on the last day of the month, we got some rain, and that rain was enough to raise the statistics for the precipitation for the whole month of August to be a little above normal. It's almost like a team comes through with a scoring way at the end of the game to win the game. So it was really interesting. Migration continues to go on. I see it every day. You know, we have Hawk Ridge nearby, a great place to go to watch it. But you don't have to go to Hawk Ridge. Hawk Ridge has been getting a good flight. Bald eagles, sharpshin hawks, and broadwing. And there was one day this week where they had the flight was over 500 raptors, and so it's a pretty good day. If you want to go, I would suggest this next week is a great time to go there. We start to get the really good numbers of broadwing hawks a little bit later in September, often around the middle of the month. And so I suggest going. But as I said, you don't have to go to Hawk Ridge. We're getting flocks of geese coming over during my walk this morning. Yes, they were coming over again. I even saw a flock of ducks. Blue jays are going over in migration. Flickers, a woodpecker, a brown woodpecker that flies in family units, small flocks, comes across in early September every year. I say comes across, but they don't really fly that high. They often land on the ground. And I always told my students they act more like a ground pecker when they're doing this during this flight. I've seen them every single day. They're just remarkable. The other ones I see every day are warblers. Warblers are coming through in what's called warbler waves, where there's a mixture of different species, and it's not unusual to see half a dozen different kinds of warblers. They can be a little harder to identify in the fall than they are in the spring. They don't sing like they do in the spring, and they don't have the plumage, but they do. They do have enough that we can recognize them. Other things of note, this is turtle time now. Why is September turtle time? Well, it goes like this. Back in June, snapping turtles come up on land. So do the painted turtles. The snapping turtles come up on land after being the winter in the water. And they dig a hole to lay their eggs. Those eggs are out there all summer. And after about 90 days, more or less, the babies that are hatched decide to dig out from the nest and head for water. The painted turtles don't do that, but the snapping turtles do. So it is not unusual to be out like I have to do, walk on a road and along the side of the road in June to see the snapping turtles digging the hole and laying eggs. And it's not unusual to take that same walk in that same area 3 months later and seeing the baby snapping turtles coming out. Baby snapping turtles look a lot like the adults. They have the long tail, they have a long neck, they have the big jaws, and they have that rough-looking shell. Same color, dark, kind of a dark color. And so anyway, this is, yes, turtle time. It's also a time we have a lot of baby frogs and little frogs hopping around. And it's the time we may see some movement of snakes. Red-bellied snake and garter snake are our two most common snakes, and they frequently, in September, are out looking for a place to spend the winter. And speaking of places to spend the winter, birds are not the only ones to migrate. So do monarch butterflies and green darner dragonflies. I came across a flight of them this week. Yes, and they're probably migrating. They go to the southern states. There are other butterflies that are out right now are things like the white cabbage butterfly and yellow sulfur. They will not survive. Their season and their adult lifetime is going to end in the cold weather, but others will hibernate. I had a person contact me this week and say about how they watched a morning cloak butterfly going into a crack and kind of curling and hanging on and going to sleep for the winter. This is a fascinating thing to see if you happen to see that. I experienced it one time where a butterfly right in front of my eyes crawled into a crack to go to sleep for the winter. Yes, there are adult butterflies. There are some species that will hibernate. Many, many other insects are getting out in the goldenrods. We have two kinds of goldenrods, both of them are very tall, giant goldenrod and late goldenrod, that continue to bloom and continue to be quite dominant. Many of the other ones are fading now, starting to go to seeds. And these goldenrods, of course, bring in lots of insects. I was out on a couple of goldenrod walks this week and easily saw more than 20 kinds of insects. They range from bees to beetles to bugs and wasps and hornets and flies, and it just goes on and on. Dragonflies, butterflies, moths, this goes on and on and on. And, of course, when you get a bunch of insects, you get a bunch of spiders. The spider webs continue to be terrific, not as numerous this morning as they were a couple of days ago, but they're still out there, and if we have dew in the morning, look around, you will see the dew hanging on the webs and showing up real clearly. A couple of flowers of note. We are late in the season now of the wildflowers, but there are three that I look for that have not yet started to bloom. Here we are in September. They are New England aster. Yeah, despite the name, it grows here. Big purple flower. Maximilian sunflower. Once again, a weird name, but a big yellow sunflower. And a stiff or zigzag goldenrod. Once again, a weird name. Well, the zigzag goldenrod gets its name because it has a stem that's kind of back and forth. That one grows in the woods, and that one has just started to bloom. I found another one just starting to bloom a couple days ago called sneezeweed. Once again, a weird name. Supposedly comes from the fact that the miners, when they did their mining work, they would get so much dust into their nose, they needed to come out from their work and have a good sneeze. And somebody found that if they stuck that plant under their nose, it would make them sneeze. So, and the name hung on. When we get to September, however, it is the tree leaves that really stand out, and they are out there. Yesterday, I was doing some driving. I noticed so much yellow, especially in the ashes. But there's a variety of trees, including poplar and birch and basswood. And yes, there's reds and dogwoods and sumac and red maples, pin cherries, and the vine Virginia creeper, all showing plenty of that. And then we have the hawthorns. Hawthorns are interesting because they just kind of jump ahead of the rest of them and drop their leaves already. And so what we see, a red tree along the side of the road, it's not the leaves, it is the berries of the hawthorn that are bright red. Also red right now are apples and crab apples and highbush cranberry, winterberry holly. They're all bright red right now along the roadsides as well. And then if you haven't come to an end of just being of all the stuff going on right now, take a little walk and you'll see mushrooms are out there. This morning I went past the site out in the yard where there was a growth of agaricus mushrooms growing in a circle. Mushrooms growing in a circle, in a ring, are not that unusual, and what they do is they grow from the mycelia, which is under the soil, and as time goes on, that mycelia keeps getting wider and wider, and so these rings keep getting bigger. But keep looking around. You'll see them, and there's plenty of mushrooms in the woods. I saw Amanita and Chanterelle this past week, so yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a wonderful weekend coming up and a wonderful week after that, so get out and take a look. So
we sure will.
Take care, Chris, and have a good one.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber, Backyard Almanac every Friday. One of the best several minutes of my week listening to Larry telling us all the things that we sometimes forget to notice. And he helps us see all the beauty in nature that's around us.